now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's special envoy for Eurasian affairs has appealed to governments to stop sending weapons to the battlefield in Ukraine and hold peace talks. Li Hui was speaking after his visit to Ukraine, Russia, Poland, France, Germany, and the EU headquarters during a 12-day trip since mid-May. Dong Shui has more.
Mr. Ambassador said that, you know, the European officials with whom he spoke to had, you know, held a very positive opinions of China's peace plan, the 12-point peace plan. You know, China's political settlement was well acknowledged among all these European countries that include Russia and Ukraine. However, the risks of escalation of the conflict still remain high. Well, Ambassador Li specifically mentioned about the humanitarian crisis and the potential nuclear warfare. But he mentioned about the core issues of the Russia and the Ukraine crisis is the European security issues.
The China Manned Space Agency says Shenzhou 15 crew members on board the country's space station will return to Earth on Sunday. The return capsule will touch down at the Dongfeng landing site in northern China. It comes after they handed over control of the space station to the Shenzhou 16 crew on Friday. China's made representations to the United States over the trade deal the U.S. signed with the Taiwan region on Thursday. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning says China strongly deplores the deal, which violates the One China principle and is the latest example of the U.S. trying to hollow out the principle.
China firmly opposes countries with diplomatic ties with China to have any official exchanges with Taiwan region, including the negotiation and signing of any agreements related to sovereign issues and with other official nature. The so-called initiative is just a burden for the U.S. to take advantage of Taiwan under the guise of economic and trade cooperation. It is the nomination of the Taiwan Democratic Progressive Party authorities to sell out the vital interests of Taiwan residents and enterprises for its own gains.
She urged the U.S. to immediately revoke that trade deal. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnerships take effect for the Philippines, meaning the agreement's now in effect in all 15 member states. RCEP is a trade agreement between states in the Asia-Pacific region. The deal covers about 30% of the global population and accounts for around 30% of global GDP and trade. Nine people have died in Senegal after protests broke out over the sentencing of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. Authorities have issued a blanket ban on the use of several social media platforms in the aftermath of the violence. Sonko, a fierce rival of President Macky Sall, was sentenced to 2 years in jail for corrupting youth. Sonko's supporters have denounced the charges as a ploy to prevent him from running for the presidency. The United States has reopened its embassy in the Seychelles after a 27-year absence. The U.S. is already building an embassy in the Maldives and has opened or announced plans to open embassies in the Pacific, including in the Solomon Islands, Tonga, and Kiribati. The U.S. embassy in the Seychelles capital, Victoria, was shuttered in 1996 as part of cost-saving measures after the end of the Cold War. Authorities in western Mexico found dozens of bags with human remains in a gorge on the outskirts of Guadalajara. After a preliminary investigation, police told families of eight missing youths that some of the remains appear to match characteristics of some of the missing young people. The recovery of the remains continues, as does the identification effort. A weakened tropical storm Mawar has brought heavy rains to Japan's main southern islands, causing injuries to several people. Authorities have warned residents in vulnerable areas of the potential for flooding and mudslides, and dozens of local flights have been canceled for the day. Formerly a super typhoon, Mawar's wind damage is limited, but the local meteorological agency says the warm and damp air from the tropical storm is intensifying seasonal rains. The Japanese Health Ministry says the country's birth rate declined for a seventh consecutive year in 2022 to a record low of 1.26. The figure, indicating the average number of children per woman, is far below the rate of 2.06 considered to be needed to maintain a population. Japan's population of more than 125 million has been declining for 16 years and is projected to fall to 87 million by 2070. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.